coming to you
alive
through the power of the interwebs. Inside the Green Room Studio from the flagship source of the Earth Mix Garden Products Network, it's the At Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates, bringing you all the wisdom
and wit
you'll ever need to tackle your garden and your projects. Now broadcasting alive from Bates Nursery and Garden Center at 3810 Whites Creek Pike, just 1 mile north of exit 19 off Briley Parkway.
Or 0.9 miles as the Josh drives.
Here's Josh Carey and David Bates.
Oh yeah, everybody knows what that music means. It's now time to climb a tree. Don your loincloth and survey the backyard, because you got to find a project. You got to lay it in the unmarked grave of history. Welcome in, everybody. It's a Saturday morning tradition. It's the At Home Show. I'm Josh Carey.
And I am David Bates.
Michael Stevenson is sitting to my left. He's behaving this morning so far, so he'll...
It just started.
I know. But we'll see how this goes today. But folks, we're here for you. If you want to give us a shout, 615-499-6690. Comment there, and Michael will call you back if you want to go on.
There might even be a question out there waiting for us.
There is. Okay.
Wonderful. Let's go ahead and do the weather. What do you say?
Why don't you do the weather?
Hey, today, of course, is Saturday, the 24th, and it will be cloudy with occasional showers. Much cooler. High of only 56 degrees today. Winds will be out of the north-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. There's a 50% chance of rain, although, you know, it's not going to be, as far as how much, it's not going to be very much, 3 or 4 hundredths of an inch, so it's not going to be any kind of a heavy precipitation event tonight. It will be 30% chance of showers and overcast skies. Low of 53, light and variable winds, and tomorrow we're looking at something more rain, a little bit, but then maybe at 1/100th of an inch of rain. I mean, just a little bit, just kind of misting stuff like we're seeing this morning. Mm. Light and variable winds, a high of 66 tomorrow, and as we go into the 10-day forecast, we will... We will see here in a second that we've got a lot of cloudy, rainy conditions coming up over the next several days until we get to Friday. Mm-hmm. And then we start to see some sunshine again. Temperatures are going to be seasonably mild in the 60s pretty much, and 50s for the lows. And pretty much the same, slightly cooler as we get towards the weekend because of the clearing conditions. And currently it is 48 degrees here in the Music City.
Now, even though it's the tail end of October, that forecast leads me to believe that if you have not done your aeration and overseeding for this year, that this next week might not be a bad one to do that with. Now, we have a certain person in studio with us this morning, David Bates.
A certain person?
A certain person. The third amigo is here.
One for each other and all for one. The three brave amigos are we. Brother to brother and everyone, a brave amigo.
Yeah!
Ever they need us, our destinies lead us. Amigos, we're always together. Wherever we go, with three brave amigos, and we'll be amigos forever.
You ready, David?
Yes.
We are the three amigos.
All right, I gotta hold that note, David. Take a breath.
Amigos, we are the three.
And amigos forever will be.
Big finish now.
Yes. Turn your head and call. Israel. It's himself. The Prince of Potions, the one, the only, Drew Sullivan.
Good morning.
How are you? He's rocking his
Fantastic.
UT shirt today.
Heck yeah.
That's what
Big
you call
day today.
Yes, you got to celebrate early when you're playing Alabama.
That's right. Going to get it done.
Hope springs eternal.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
No, what do you think about that, Drew? Now, again, it's last week of October. I mean, we're a little late, but we had some nice, good, warm.
Actually, next week's the last week of October.
Starting tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, starting tomorrow. So.
But
it always starts on Sunday, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. So, and tomorrow is always the beginning of the week when we do this show, because we always do this on Saturday.
No, Monday. Monday starts the week.
Sunday
yes. starts the week. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Then why on the
far left on the calendar?
Okay. All right. So, I mean, but we've had good warm temperatures, good soil moisture. I mean, it's an incredible.
It's been a great fall. And yeah, I would go ahead if I hadn't had an opportunity to do the A&O yet.
I actually had a little area that we have. We had some areas that we filled in with some soil, and I got out and put some
stuff.
I guess I put seed down on it yesterday, mm-hmm. proven turf grass technology out, a little light straw on there, and got a little rain on it last night. Now, you know, strangely, here, you know, there were parts of town that got maybe an inch and a quarter of rain. We got, I think, 0.06 of an inch here. So, not very much here. And, you know, there are areas that are just, you know, 3 miles from here, they got an inch and a quarter. So, it's an uneven amount of rainfall that came through the area yesterday, but and last evening. But everybody got a little bit.
A little.
And even 0.06 of an inch is enough to help the seed to ensure that it's making good contact with the soil, which is what you need to do to be able to get the seed to germinate and to be able to.
Now, where did you buy your PTT, David Bates?
Well, of course, I got that over at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply.
Yeah, thank you.
We're always glad to talk about the folks at Dickens. They really take a pride in what they do, and they're just located everywhere.
We try to be convenient.
You are convenient. How many locations are you guys up to now?
60, 75, something like that now?
I think it's 9, but sometimes I have trouble. I have to write it down.
Yeah, I can remember, back when we first started doing things together, it was just one.
Right, it was just one. Cherokee
Uno.
Avenue.
Yeah.
Right, sure was.
So, come a long way, and kudos to Brian Dixon, who of course is the owner of Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, and that's one of the things it's one of those strange coincidences. Is Brian's last name is Dixon, and the company name is Dickens, so it was Paul Dickens who started the business Brian Dickens Dick. Dixon, I'm going to confuse myself here.
David Bates.
You remember where you are?
It's all the lights.
So what you guys have got here is you've got Drew Sullivan, who is the old friend of the At Home Show. He's been coming with us for parts of 2 seasons.
He didn't have to say old, did he?
Older friend, and one of the oldest participants in the At Home Show. He's been coming to us for parts of 2 centuries.
We've been on long enough that we're killing off some of our. Attrition is a tough thing, and it's just the aging process, but we never would have believed.
Regardless of his advanced experience, he is the one that has the knowledge about grass seed. He knows about germination. He knows about all kinds of stuff around your landscape.
Absolutely.
So what number would you call, David, if you had a question?
Well, we would use this number that's on the screen
here.
615-499-6690, and that will get you in touch with us. You can either text a message, and Michael will get that. You can leave a voicemail. And if you want to, you can say, hey, here's my number. Call me back, and we can put you live on the air.
I will happily call him back.
Yeah, he'll have. I mean, you won't be able to tell it by looking at him, but he actually is happy. You know, he does. You do a great job of disguising it sometimes.
I know, and it's just RBF. So I can't do anything about that.
That's the way it is.
I walk in, I see Josh, and
Saturday. I forgot.
Okay. All right. That's one. That's one.
Hey, careful. I don't want to treat you like Henry did that old boy.
Don't make me Josh Norman you. I will. I'm not above it. Because in addition to the University of Tennessee Volunteers playing the Crimson Orange. Tide of Alabama, it is also Pittsburgh week, Steeler week.
So this is the makeup game that they missed a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys hear what Ryan Clark said to him?
Yeah. Get off my lawn is what basically what
yeah,
he was
said.
Saying.
He said he's got late bravery.
Late bravery.
Yeah, he used to be that guy that would come up there and stick his nose in there right in the hole where the running back was coming from. Ryan, I would have paid real money to watch you play against Derrick Henry, but you don't want anybody, I'm telling you. I mean, I've seen this
come
kid.
Come get you some King.
I will have to say, and all I watched of the game last week was the overtime. That's all I saw of the game. I happened to turn it on, and you know, it was exactly what the Titans.
Field looked great, too, by the way.
Field looked really good. And
I've got all the love in the world for the Titans. I really do.
Do you?
But they got lucky again last week.
Well, you know, sometimes you kind of make your own luck. I think that they.
You play 60 minutes.
And plus a little.
No, I know. I get that.
I think it was like 67 minutes last week, but.
I get that, and they did tear up the Bills with little to no practice, but all their other wins, they just squeaked by.
You know, and there's never an asterisk out there to the side that says margin of victory was less than 3 points.
But it does make me worried about them if they make it to the postseason.
Well, we'll see.
Yep. Hey, you know, I play them, but folks, that's why we have the Saturday morning tradition. Yeah.
We're not really a sports talk show.
We just,
obviously.
Occasionally, we just bring it up.
Because
one of the things we talk about, but let's shift gears for just a moment. We got Drew Sullivan here in studio, and we need to be thinking about taking this opportunity, this kind of the last opportunity of the. Now, I have seen people, and I have at times had good success, even into November, early November. But the odds say that. Things can work against you. It can get turn off cold. You can not have favorable conditions.
Right. Days are getting shorter, less amount of sunlight. It takes that for germination. But we've had a great season. The extended forecast, 10-day, looks great for germination.
I
would say you'll get germination within a week or 10 days still.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was hoping when I got the seed I put down yesterday in place, that I was really counting on the fact that get it down, get some a little rainfall on there. Right. And we do have.
It's not going to do any good in the bag, that's for sure.
Really is. The germination is terrible in the bag.
The thing you would want to watch is how mature it gets before going into pre-emerge season next spring.
Right.
You might want to delay that first pre-emergent application.
And that's the quandary that a lot of people are finding themselves in. They want to overseed and they want to do weed control. And. We're pretty quick to tell them you got to pick one.
Right. And I'd say, a month ago there would have been time to get your seed established and do a little weed control.
But not at this point.
Hard to say. If we knew what the monthly temperatures you could do, we've got ester formulations of broadleaf weed products that will work in the cooler temperatures. So it just depends on how established you get your turf, how warm the temperatures stay.
Right.
So they're possibly, but I doubt that it would be good enough to do until we get into spring.
Michael, do we have that call queued up there?
We sure do. You want to hear it?
Certainly. I think this is timely.
Hi there. I have a question for Drew. This is Renee, and I am curious about organic weed control in the turf. We've just had our lawn overseeded with fescue. And I would love to control dollar weed and some of those other things that
Wouldn't
come up in the spring. So I will look forward to hearing Drew's response. And thanks for being there.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks, Renee.
Yeah, thanks.
Organic dollar weed.
She sounds really nice.
Yeah, she does. She sounds like a
wonderful nice person. Yeah. Wonderful.
Intelligent and knows what she's talking about a little bit there.
So what's the what kind of news can you give Renee regarding organic weed control?
I wished I could give better than what I can, especially for a tough to control weed such as dollarweed. That one's kind of hard, but
dollarweed, wild violets, wild strawberries, all Yeah. Or kind of in that same category where that when you get down to where all you have to work with are organics.
Yeah, it's tough. There are a couple out there that are really heavy iron-based products that just more and more and more on them every 4 or 5 day application, you might get some control. But in turn, what's that going to do to your soil as right. far as a root environment? You know, you could try the old vinegar directly on the
it's a whole lot itself. Of little direct spotting, isn't it?
Yep. I would probably go, especially when you're talking with violets and dollar weed, and check my pH and maybe try to, you might be off a little bit where you need an application of some lime.
Right. Something to bring the pH down. And what would be your considered range of optimal?
You know,
6.8, or do you want to
probably
go?
Probably 6.5, 6, yeah, 6.8, 6.7, probably in that area. But, you know, those are problem weeds.
Because when we say 6.8, what we're talking
very
about.
Very invasive.
Seven is
mine
neutral.
Came back with a vengeance this year.
Seven is neutral on the acidity alkalinity scale. That's right in the middle. So when we say 6.8, we're actually saying 6.8 or 6.5, which means it's slightly acidic. And that creates conditions that are more favorable to enhance the growth of your turf and perhaps retard. And you know, my belief is that when you're dealing with those kinds of things and you are trying to have as good a turf as you possibly can, is really concentrate on working on the turf. Don't just kind of – the weeds are going to do what they're going to do.
They're going to be there. I would say that's probably with those weeds a shady condition.
Sure.
And you might open it up a little bit, or sometimes lower your amount of turf and have a little bit more bed where you can control those weeds a little bit more.
Now, wouldn't it be fair to say also that if you were to use a chemical-based product, if you use it properly, Renee, I mean, and I know she would follow the instructions. If the weeds are actually the biggest problem, let's just use it the proper way and don't overuse it. And don't try to just kill it all at one time. I would think that would be probably a more advice if you want to get the grass to grow and have it be successful.
And I know it's had a bad rap here the past couple of years, but if it's me, I'm going to use a glyphosate product, try to get it totally eradicated, then go in with my turf and kind of nurse it from there.
Yeah, and now part of the issue is that there are a lot of homeowners who one of the reasons, because they've had a lot of time, have really worked in their landscape a lot, and they've incorporated elements of edible landscape plantings into their landscape. So there are concerns that they don't want to be putting chemical things on there that could possibly be absorbed into the edible landscape plants and get into the fruit, and then you would ingest that. So,
and with glyphosate, another reason there, it has no soil activity. So it's going to be gone, you know.
You just don't want to make a habit of getting it on your skin.
Right, which is, exactly.
Don't spray it on the dog. Don't you know.
Which if you read the label, fine print on all of those labels,
let's talk for just a minute about that, Drew, about the need and there's a lot of information that is hidden right on the label.
Yes.
And particularly as you get older, that fine print becomes more difficult to
take a picture with the iPhone and pull it all the way.
Well, that's why I do a lot of that from time to time. We stretch it out there where you can go, okay, now I see what that says. But you can't see any of it if you don't actually look at it and take the time to read it.
There's more things on that label than how much to use that are very important.
Right, and other cautionary statements about, protective gear, proper application conditions, all of the things that you need to be mindful of. It's easily the single biggest mistake that people use or the people have when they're using chemicals, because they're not taking the time to have a full understanding of what it is that they're doing. All they know is they want the weeds to die.
Right.
And if I just spray it on there, it'll work. Well, yeah, but you need to have some idea about what all is involved with it to do it and do it safely.
Right, right. And they'll tell you if you need to cover skin or, protect your breathing apparatus or whatnot.
In particular with dollar weed, you mentioned that the shady conditions are favorable for it. Now, as the fall season comes along, is there a pre-emerge or a post-emerge that would work better, that since the leaves are going to be off the
off the trees? There's a pre-emerge. Well, post-emerge here again,
right.
You know, I would use an extra formulation in the winter, you know, which works better in cooler temperatures. But with your pre-emerge, the Snapshot product, there's generics now, but it has isoxaban or gallery, which is a little bit better on broadleaf weed.
Okay.
To tell you specifically that's going to stop dollar weed, I would not do that.
Right.
But it's one that leans more favorably that way.
So an overtop application during the cool season, and then when we come into our...
If you get your turf established right. soon enough to take that application, now, that's what you get into.
Now, say if someone's really wanting to try to do the organic approach and to spot spray with a strong vinegar solution, you'd also recommend using a surfactant with that, or is it does it need that?
Probably wouldn't,
because what you're trying to do is you're just trying to burn it,
and it's the salts, and it's probably going to get your turf also
right. So unless you're very precise, work at very low pressure, have a very straight stream where you can hit it directly.
But this right. is, you're not going to go down to the dollar store and get a jug of white vinegar and be this, have the success. You're talking about a much higher concentration.
Well, no, I think it's probably going to, I mean, that's what I would attempt if I was going to use that, but it's probably going to take more than one application. You're going to make it sick over time. You're just going to stay after it.
Okay. So, but the plain old cheap stuff, whatever you can find,
yeah,
is going to work.
Whether it's going to work or not, I don't know. I just know it will burn.
Yeah, and you can purchase industrial strength, like 30% acetic acid, which is what vinegar is. That's very effective as a herbicide, but it's you can be used as a non-selective. Better to use in areas where you're not concerned about what else dies around it, because if you get drift or leak gets into the soil around it, it's going to have an adverse effect on pretty much anything unless it's extremely acid loving.
Right. And another point here too, if we're worried about edibles, you know, you probably don't have turf in that area. You're probably not worried about saving anything. So, physically eradicate them, dig them out, new soil. I mean, that's, if it's a situation where edibles are the concern.
615-499-6690. Our old friend, another old friend, Marvin Nishin has said hello. He's listening and watching this morning.
And he has promised me a while back.
Well, he's
that he would...
off today, and it's the calm before the storm. But he suggests that we get Drew a chair.
Thank you, Mr. Nishin.
We wouldn't be the hot seat if it was comfortable. I mean, this is it's
we got to keep him on
when
his.
When I sit on something like this, I'm used to leaning up.
Holding something, that's support there
that,
as well.
Right. We feel like that extra degree of tension brings more to the program.
Right.
Just to keep him on edge, just a little bit. You don't want him to get into too much of a comfort zone. This is, after all, the at-home show.
Yeah.
Right.
615-499-6690. Everyone's on the edge of their seat when they watch us on Saturday mornings or wherever they want to, because you can do it on YouTube now.
So absolutely.
And you go out there on LinkedIn. You can watch us on LinkedIn because we get shared out there as well. Folks, give us a shout and get to see what's going on.
For those of them that have it, also Facebook Watch. Some of the smart TVs have Facebook Watch.
You can throw it right up there.
Yep.
And it'll
put it on the big screen.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to put it on the big screen now. That's cool to sit in your own living room and watch it.
There you go.
I mean, you ever tried that?
Can't say that I have.
Can't
Josh.
Say.
Yeah, I'm usually quite active on Saturday morning.
Hey, let's shift gears for just a second here, and we'll also include talking about the great folks over at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, because they are a seller and of Earth Mix Garden products.
They certainly.
And we're very proud to have them in the network of the Earth Mix Garden Products family. It's a product that's not like other soil products around. It's a lot of products talk about being organic, but are they sustainably produced? And even if they're sustainably produced, are they really a viable, a growing medium that really puts results out there? You know, that's what it's all about when you're trying to grow your soil, to produce your soil, to grow the plants, I should say, it takes a little effort to be able to get it that way. You know, and Drew, we are soil kind of guys. When you talk about things like humic acid and mycorrhiza fungi, those are things that that you need to have in your soil to keep it alive.
Soil is a living thing, exactly, yes.
So, and those are, matter of fact, a couple of those things we get from Dickens Turf for Landscape Supply, those very things right there. So to get those, incorporate that into products that really make the soils perform like no other. Earth Mix Garden products are, of course, the complete line, whether you're talking about Earth Mix Garden, Proganics O, Landscape, Proganics I, all of these great products are not just organic and not just sustainable. They are, in fact, very beneficial. They have all the microbes. You won't even need to fertilize for the first 6 weeks that you use that. So whether you're planting indoors or you're planting outdoors, or if maybe you're looking for some other things like mushroom compost or earthworm castings, Viragra is a product, or magic mushroom compost, great products. Check them out all over Middle Tennessee. Especially all the Dickens Turf and Landscape Supplies. And if they happen to not have the product specifically there, they can certainly get that for you in the area. So click on the Find Earth Mix tab. Go to earthmix.net. Click on the Find Earth Mix tab, and you can either search in there or you can drill down to the one of the locations near you all over Middle Tennessee, Kentucky, and also have locations up in Indiana and Ohio. Sellers of the product. Remember, this success in gardening begins at the ground level when you use Earth Mix garden products. I mean, appreciate your attention for just a moment on that. So thank you much.
We do have a question from Facebook.
Facebook.
Everybody.
Billions.
They got together and they said, here's our question.
Yes, they sent forth Jessica King as their
spokesperson.
Yeah. Okay. She said, I just purchased my first home and want to spruce up the outside a touch. Do you have a low maintenance front yard flower bed plant that I can plant and forget? My front yard is bathed in direct light for many hours in the day. I also have a problem with the grass not growing under my upper deck. Any advice on that?
Let's start with that one.
You know my dad was asked by a lady one time, she says, Mr. Bates, you know, I want to put something in my yard that I can put out there and not have to do anything to. You know, what do you have? He says, put your money in stepping stones.
Yep.
He says, because that's the only thing we've got that's maintenance free. That you it doesn't matter. It'll just stay like it is all year long. So it's important when you're doing a landscape project to have your expectations correct.
Right.
It's very easy to want to develop a situation where you have something that flowers all year long and it's low maintenance. And
can we go to input, my input there?
Absolutely.
And say that I'm going to suggest that we probably go with this one.
All right.
Now, I mean, I don't know where if you can get the bulbs. But I think that's you, David. Turn the TV on.
Is that a Pink Floyd song?
Echo.
There we go. Now, Jessica, this is probably about as low maintenance as you're going to come up with.
The technical glitch of the day, folks. We always have one. This was the one I was hoping we were going to get through without, but you know.
But again, Jessica's here, and this one would
be. Won't you blow that out? Can you expand that out a little bit more?
Okay, make that as big as you'd like for me to make that big. But, Jessica, short of something like this, which I don't think that most normal homeowners are going to be able to afford.
Well, I'll tell you, Chihuly does not come cheap. So,
no.
You
know. So, but this would be maintenance-free.
You could not throw stones.
No. You don't have to live in a glass house to not throw stones around this thing.
But she's got sunshine, and it sounds like it's probably not a real big.
Even if Ernest T. Bass happens to live in the neighborhood, you can't have this in your yard.
No. But you have to, when you say low maintenance, that's one thing. There's no such thing as no maintenance as a homeowner. You have to be mindful of that in your lawn, your landscape, your house.
Probably depends on your expectations.
Right. So, but the amount of work that you put in on the front side will limit some of what your maintenance is going to be. But if you plant, let's just say, a Nandina like we have out here out front, or a Barberry like we have out front here, you're going to have to trim it every couple of years at the latest. And if you want to keep it looking like what you had, you're going to have to be out there with your snippers and your clippers and then whatever it is that you're going to do.
Now, if you're talking about something you can put out right now, mm-hmm. and that may well be the case. Obviously, you're thinking about it. Pansies or violas or panolas or any of the flowering cabbage and kale, those ornamental types of cool season plants do great. They will give you a attractive color and contrast throughout
the season. This one would do well, too. So, I mean, that would be that.
Yes.
Okay, now, that can we get those? Those are probably bulb types. Can we get those from
definitely,
Jack?
Yeah. Jack DeVrooman might have those.
Okay.
Those Chihuly flowering whatevers.
Glass bulbs that come Christmas ornaments. Yeah,
yeah. Those are probably, we talked briefly when he was on a couple of weeks ago about the, back in, what was it, the 1600s mm-hmm. whenever there was a great bulb.
They're worth something, yes.
Those, if you could get bulbs for those, they would definitely be in the thousands of dollars at least each. So
now again, if you like evergreens, some of the low growing evergreens, they're not going to be no maintenance, because you're going to have to watch out for spider mites and bagworms and making sure you got good drainage. So I mean, there's all kind. You got to put the mulch in there every year or so. So, but just eat the elephant one bite at a time, wouldn't you say, guys?
That was neither me or you that time.
Why it was so loud?
Okay,
it's on the your volume was up.
Oh, the volume was
up. It was loud.
But we're picking on you a little bit, Jessica. But that's okay. We always do that when we can. But just make your plan, because in the old adage, what is it? If you plan to fail, you're going.
Well, you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
See, I didn't plan to say that. So I mean, I actually.
There you go. Therein lies the problem.
Well. Right. Ad lib is as it goes.
Well, and obviously we're all having a little trouble talking today.
Yeah,
it's the third Saturday in October, and we're not feeling good about what the outcome of this afternoon's game will likely be. But you know what?
It's gonna be fun.
Here's another one that Jessica could go with, don't you think? I particularly like those.
Those are beautiful and very luminous.
Yes.
Yeah, they really make a show in the landscape, particularly at night.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because those are great nighttime landscape objects.
I think those were called belugas. Do you have those out there? Do you have those in the back?
No, we do not.
No, don't have those in the back?
Do we not. Now, of course, those of you who haven't figured it out already, these are all pictures that Josh took when he went to Chihuly. Was it last weekend?
Tuesday evening.
And it is one of those things. It's a great twilight event, because it's nice to be there while the sun is still up. Or there's still daylight, and then to see the change that comes on into darkness, and that will be going on into January.
And you need to go out there. Now,
absolutely.
Folks, and not only that, I mean, you have...
Let's see the picture of you and Diana with the mask on there. I haven't seen that one
before. You have not seen this one?
I have not seen that one. That's really good.
My daughter described that it might look like the COVID virus. So I don't know. It could be. So
looks like something from a Lovecraft book.
Well, it is very science fictiony, but I mean the it's worth the price of admission, even though we were guests of the Ingram family. It was an Ingram book company, Ingram Industries function. I want to thank John and Martha and Oren and everybody.
All those nice Ingram folks, and they're quite the patrons of the arts. As much as they do, they couldn't possibly ever get enough praise or credit for all the wonderful activities that they're in. You name it, they're in it. And so the Ingrams are, they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk.
But in addition to the beautiful artwork and masterpieces by Chihuly.
Now, that's a Nephophia right there.
That's a who?
A Nephophia. That is absolutely... A Nephophia.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay. You got those out there in the yard?
We probably have some Nephophia out there.
Oh, cool. Yeah. But
don't have any here on the set this morning, but we probably have. They're not blooming right now.
Okay.
Red Hot Poker is what you might know those as.
Oh, okay.
And
but
if that's not a Red Hot Poker, I don't know what is.
But right. The Cheekwood facility, I had never been. I've been here since 1979, and wow. I had never been to Cheekwood.
Quite an impressive.
Folks, if you need to go out there, whether the Chihuly or not are
Nashville
out there.
Treasure.
It absolutely is, and I will.
And you don't have to speak with a particularly refined accent to be able to blend in down there.
You do have to have your mask on because that smell. But you do have to, yeah, that smell that's out there in that neighborhood. You know what that smells
it's
like?
The smell of money.
Money, yes, it absolutely is. But it is. It's spectacular. And if you're an at-home show kind of person, and you like landscaping homes, because the house is pretty cool too. I mean, you see everything like that, and I'll stack that home against anyone on the planet. But very cool, very neat. But
hey, let's shift gears here for just a minute. Let's talk about Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
how about it, Drew?
What about it?
We got them all lined up there: Nashville, Cool Springs, Hendersonville, Bellevue, Knoxville, Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, Brentwood, Mower, and in Franklin.
Right.
If you can't get close to one of those places, you probably are not really a serious.
Call us and we'll bring it to you.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, but it. You know, like I said, it's been a great fall. I would encourage people to not forget feeding that young turf that you've got. It's been excellent weather for growing in, but now's when you want to get it established where you are not worrying about it so much going into next summer. Right now is when you're building that root system, and it's very important. We've got several different fertilizers. If you do a soil test, we can line you up specifically for your lawn, what you would need.
As you're watching the screen scroll by here of all the different products that they have, that carry so many different equipment lines, all manner of products, grass seeds, soil amendments.
And they fix the stuff if it has a problem there, too.
And, not only that, they do a great and timely job. They really communicate extraordinarily well to help you know, hey, your equipment is ready to come pick it up. And we're coming up on the time of year where there's going to be more time to do that. So, you know, be thinking about that as you go into the winter season. So make sure and check out the great folks over at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. We're
very knowledgeable staff in there, too.
We're always appreciative of you coming on and being part of the at-home show. Our good friend, Mr. Drew Sullivan.
Thank you,
sir.
Now, back to Jessica's question. She was talking about this upper deck that she has and nothing growing underneath the bottom of it. I wonder what the reason is there, guys.
Yeah, lack of light.
Oh, really?
Okay. And that could well be the problem. And that's one of those things, apart from having a reflective parabolic mirror strategically placed that can track the sunlight and reflect it in.
Uh-huh. I wish you wouldn't talk like that.
You probably.
It is a family show, right?
You probably need to consider something that's extremely shade tolerant or simply just mulch it and let it go. And I don't know how, obviously, we don't know how tall the space is underneath the deck or how accessible it is.
My guess is it's a two-story. And again, Jessica, if we had you on the line, we could ask some questions. If she's in a tall skinny, they usually have the tall deck on the backside. Right,
so
it
might be six feet,
maybe 8 feet. Yeah. So,
and if that's the case, it gives you a lot more options simply because that you're going to be able to get more light underneath it. If it's something that's quite low, you might only have shade-tolerant ground covers as an option to choose from, something that can handle the lack of light and also stay low and not be growing up into the area that you're walking
and
on.
You could, if it's tall enough, there are systems that you can put underneath the joist of the deck above you that will make it semi rainproof. I mean, they do quite a good job about the water coming through and being channeled out to the front of the deck, so you could have an outdoor living area. Yeah. And Drew loves an outdoor living area.
Quite enjoyable.
Uh-huh. So you put the want to put the barbecue grill out
there. I think outdoor living is the thing that we have all become a lot more comfortable with because that's just it's a part of life, as it seems, going with 2020 and as we begin to – get ready to turn that corner into 2021. I think
can we just have it next week?
I think that people are going to be investing in outdoor heating systems and doing so they can do their holiday entertaining and be outdoor and try to maintain a degree of social distance. And those are a whole lot of different criteria to try to bring together all at one time. But we like being with other people. That's just the way people are. You know, we're not intended to be solitary creatures. And the last year has
Michael is, isn't he?
No.
No, not really? No,
I got a great family, dude.
Oh, okay. That's right.
It's just you he wants to be a part
of. Oh, I see. Okay. I get it. Okay.
615-499-6690.
I just want Josh to admit that he needs to be mentored by me.
In what way? I'm
just about life in general. Oh, so
not anything specific. It's just everything in general.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. He could learn a lot from me. You know, I've been around a long time.
Yeah. You've crammed a lot into those. What, 36?
36 years. Yeah.
I've got socks older than you, boy.
That's the first thing we'll take care of. Is getting rid of those old socks.
615-499-6690. You can call, leave a message. You can text us or put a message out on our Facebook site. And, of course, if you haven't, and we haven't mentioned it today, you know, please share us on your Facebook feed there to your friends. And if you happen to go see us over on YouTube side, well, you can share us there. You can also subscribe, and you'll get the little alert every week that tells you when we come on the air.
Our friend Risha, who is hosting a watch party on Facebook, has sent me an image about that I would like to show. It's quite good. And this is the, I'll let you read it, but it, at the very top it says, "Is pretty sure this is the bridge to take you to 2021. Thank you, Ms. Risha. Appreciate that a lot.
None shall pass.
Wow.
That's what that brings to mind. How did that big boy get up on there anyway? My
Photoshop. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
He came down from the other side. There's no way that thing looks like
it weighs about 1,000 pounds.
That's the front half that weighs 1,000.
And how could he go down there with his all of his legs hanging off? How would he be able to walk with only like one leg?
Slithermans.
Or we didn't see him before he ate the person trying to cross the.
He's just got to dangle enough carrot called human flesh.
He's got a food baby.
615-499-6690.
Food baby.
Okay. Yeah, let's take another little detour here for a second and talk about where we are today, Bates Nursery and Garden Center. And, of course, it doesn't look like what you would call your most wonderful landscaping conditions, but actually it's really good
really
time. We've got some moisture in the ground. If you're thinking about overseeding, we've got premium turf grass technology seed from Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply available here. I don't know what that sound is. I heard it too.
They're making the earth mix, man. They're making the earth mix.
Oh, the air conditioner came on while we're heating. Hey, those things go together. So at Bates Nursery Garden Center, whatever that you're looking for, whether it's fall color for your garden, mm-hmm. perennials, trees, shrubs, ground covers, you name it, we've got it at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. And I want to take a moment to give a special shout out to the Bates Nursery Botanical Boot Camp we mentioned last week. It got a writer's choice award for the Nashville scene, and our very own Norma Gary, who this is her last day on the program, well, the last day off the program. She's always right over there. We've only managed to get her actually on camera. Was it twice?
Two times.
So anyway, Nora, congratulations to you on your efforts on that. And we know Tyler, you're leaving them in capable hands, and Tyler is the other individual behind the camera there. Thank you, Tyler.
Do you got any problems getting on the screen?
No, we'll work it out in my contract.
Okay, yeah. Contractual.
Is that why you don't come on the screen?
It's not part of the agreement.
Well, at least we could hear her.
Okay. So there you go. Check out Bates Nursery Botanical Boot Camp. And when you get there, you're going to find all kinds of how-tos and information about all the things going on we had.
Last week's was spectacular, by the way.
And all you got to do is we have episodes coming up weekly. You can reserve your spot if you want to see it in the live, and that way you get to interact and ask questions and be a part of the real-time broadcast. We do record those, so our archives are down there on the page, so check that out. Bates Nursery Botanical Boot Camp. I also do a newsletter here at Bates Nursery and Garden Center, and apparently a couple of people like it. We passed 20,000 subscribers after working at it for about 10 years, and that's extremely flattering, and I'm really appreciative of that. So if you want to see what it's all about, you can just go to the newsletter link right there on Bates Nursery and Garden Center and put your name and your email address in there, and you'll receive it until you decide you don't want to receive it, and then you can unsubscribe. We do not share your information with anybody, so we just We just have it right there, and you can enjoy it for what you like. And what you get out of that newsletter is you, apart from whatever happens to be rolling through my brain on that particular day, you get the you get the first word on all the things that you need to be thinking about in your lawn, your landscape. And right now, you know, this week's article was about Technicolor treescape, and I think I've got that down there at the bottom, and you'll see that right there. And we're talking about all the great color choices that there are in trees. The selection out in the hillsides, and this is a great shot because we're just starting to get the color out in the hills beyond the nursery, and a lot of different great colors on Japanese maples that are out there in front there. So whether you're talking about Japanese maples or any other kind of tree, we have a tremendous selection and experts to help you get just the right tree in the right place the first time, because that's the way we do it at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. And we're conveniently located a mile north of Nashville, just minutes from Rivergate, Opry Mills, Nashville West, downtown Nashville, and I promise you it's worth the drive no matter where you're coming from. So come out and see us, Bates Nursery and Garden Center, beautifying Nashville since 1932. And thank you for that moment of attention.
We do have a voicemail from Martha Ann about mushrooms.
All right. Very good. Let's hear it.
Come on.
I've never known Martha Ann to be shy.
No, really.
She's usually just
Martha Ann to it, and she's listening to y'all on the TV. And anyway, I'm interested now in growing some mushrooms, and magic mushrooms might be very interesting. The psilocybin is something that I understand that I can get, but the, what do they call those little particle things from them? But anyway, also, I could order that for money, or I could get less, for less money, to get some mushrooms from the grocery store and just cut those up for us and throw them in there. What I'm going to grow them in is some wood shavings from some tree work we had done. They put the stuff back on the ground in a nice little circle. So I thought I'd try to figure out how to grow some mushrooms. And I understand buttermilk's a good thing to help break down wood mulch so it goes quickly. And then maybe some chicken manure soup to put on there.
There's a lot going on with this question, Mark.
There's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts on that. And first of all, I'm assuming that you're wanting to grow edible mushrooms.
She's going to eat those psilocybins, it sounds like to
well,
me.
Well, you know.
Those and are, if that's those what are you're available into, in the wild landscape if you know what you're looking for, but we don't recommend that here on the At Home
Show. Unless you want to get sick.
It's for me personally, mushrooms are kind of where I draw the line. There are people who, and I've not been trained to identify.
Do not eat it from the wild if you don't.
But the people who are, you know, really collect some really wonderful mushrooms. Of course, truffles grow in the same kind of environment, and those are delightful to me.
Mr. Nishin can guide you to certain types of those as well.
Well,
in addition,
there are those things out there. I see on online these logs that you can buy that already have the spores impregnated into them, so you can simply put them out in the landscape and let nature happen.
There's actually, I'll try to find the link and put it up after the show, but there's a group here in Nashville that there's the lady that grows mushrooms in her house, and they use buckets, they use boxes, they use the spores. But I would source the edible mushrooms. I think David and I are saying we would source those.
Well,
from
yeah, Monterey mushroom is right here in East Tennessee.
But we want some morels, baby.
The mushroom compost that we sell here and is in the bag products of Earth Mix, it comes from Monterey mushroom, so it's an organically produced product, and they have a complete line of mushrooms that they produce. Yep. And the good thing about growing mushrooms is you don't have to have light.
Nope.
You don't need any light at all. They just come from a spore and they grow,
out of little holes on some of these things that they go. It's almost like
the way they do it in mass or in these large beds where they have the just the right mix of this mushroom compost that has the right amount of decomposing matter
stuff
in there that they put the spores over, and they'll grow in that material, I think, three crops before they change it out and put another crop in there. So Probably the easiest thing to do, and what really is the coolest way, is to simply get one of those mushroom logs that you can put out there.
Get it wet.
I hope that helps you, Martha Ann. Always great to hear from you.
Now, we've got another picture that has been sent to us, David Bates, and this is of another fine fan of the At Home Show. And I think he was intrigued by the Chihulis, and I think he wants to know whether you've got these out there on the home.
Well, and of course, this is the
this is the home office of the Chihuly people.
And of course, he's got his Green Bay Gold going on there, and Buffalo, right there. Buffalo himself, Bill Hayes, and that is a glass representation of the golden version of the Red Hot Poker or Nephophia. So
that's the Packer colored one.
That's the Packer colored one. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So you know, and unfortunately, speaking of the Packers, you know, and Buffalo, cover your ears if you need to. Mr. Brady and those Buccaneers down there kind of schooled you boys last week. Had to be painful. Aaron Rodgers seemed to be, you know, took it in stride. And said, you know, I think we learned. Some valuable things.
There's quarterback controversy.
What he learned was is Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah, I mean, and until somebody makes him be otherwise, he seems to be adapting to the Tampa Bay environment. So anyway, Buffalo, always great to see you, buddy, and appreciate all the. If you really want to see a cool Facebook page, go to Interesting Machines. He comes up with some material on there that, I mean, I don't look at a lot on Facebook, but I look at that a couple times a week just to catch up because he has a lot of stuff he puts out there. Cool old trucks and equipment. So check that out.
And interesting stuff. Interesting Quite machines. That's why they call it the interesting.
He also has another one about stamped concrete.
That one's cool too. Yeah.
That if you like to look at all the engineered projects and all that, and he's always got a lot of stuff going on, so always great to hear from Buffalo out there.
So real fast, we were talking about Tom Brady. The Bucks are 4-2. The Patriots are 2-3, which I think is pretty interesting.
Titans are 5-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure are. Their quarterback's pretty good, too.
Tannehill is very good.
There is quite a long season out ahead for all these teams yet, so I don't know that there's any team that's out of it at this point. Hopefully the Titans can stay out of the COVID-19 loop.
They're going to have herd immunity here before too long, so I think it's going to be okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's been some amongst epidemiologists talk that the herd immunity can ever really be achieved with this particular thing. I don't think that it's achievable, but so hopefully here in the next not too long, there will be a viable vaccine that will help get us back to something that's more closely resembles the normal we used to know. And I don't know exactly what that is. It's been so long, I can't quite remember what that is. So 615-499-6690. That's how you can reach us here at the At Home Show, Josh Carey and David Bates. And you can also check us out on our Facebook page, and that is the At Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates.
Yes.
Or facebook.com/
At Homie Don't Play That.
And you'll have to talk with Josh as to why that URL was
It was available.
I'm pretty sure there wasn't a line of people stepping up to grab that one.
It's unique.
It is unique.
It is unique. It's a little long-winded, but you know, but the whole title is, so you know, why not just make it a little go for length?
It goes for
what we lack in quality, we'll make up for in just how long-winded we can be.
It's worked so far. Oh my goodness, we got the third amigo sitting over there on the hot seat, and we probably do need to invest in a chair that's got a back on it. I don't know.
Good. I just have to shift every now and then.
Well, we're okay with you shifting.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it's quite all right. So, Drew,
yes.
In the few minutes we've got left here, let's discuss what people need to be thinking about as we come into this last week of October ahead of us here and rolling in towards the Thanksgiving holiday just ahead.
You know, several tips. The weather's going to be great. If like Josh alluded to early, if you haven't overseeded, I think you're fine to go ahead. Yesterday would have been better than today, just time featuring. Hey, pre-emerge. You know, we always get weed questions, and if you've got warm season turf, get that fall pre-emergent out on your Bermuda or Zoysia and in your beds, and keep you a little garden journal as to when you pre-emerged in those beds, so you'll know when to do it
again. Okay, we'll stop it for just a second and clarify to folks. So they go, well, what? How do I know if my turf is warm season or not? I mean, isn't it all warm season? I mean,
well, if you've got in our zone, the transition zone, we're probably talking about Zoysia or Bermuda grass,
right?
And you can,
those are the ones that tend to turn brown in the wintertime, right?
Grow and grow faster in the summer.
Right.
Yes. And we're getting a whole lot more lawns that are Bermuda around here, and several folks going with Zoysia. But when you're not, when you don't have viable seed going on that, you can pre-emerge, which really cuts down on those winter annuals.
Right.
We'll be hearing about the chickweed and the little purple flowers, you know, and even some crabgrass that might break early, but
a hen bit's always a nemesis that comes in. The little purple
nut
flowers,
sage.
Oh man, yeah, because you know, but weeds are just a part right. of turf. And if you really are a turf centric individual, then that's going to be part of the ongoing battle. Either that, or you just kind of accept them and go, well, you know, I'll just mow them. You know, it's all green,
and they're going to continue to be more of them.
Yes, there will be. You know, because they have an unfair advantage. They don't have anything working against them. You know, they're the ones that are already there that want to grow and do well. So it takes quite a lot of work to really have a monoculture lawn where you have all one type. It's almost unachievable. I mean, because you know, even if you have a completely wonderful fescue lawn, Bermuda grass is going to sneak in somewhere.
It's going to come in.
It is everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, you
in our climate, you know, we're getting a little warmer. I'm not a climate change person, but it seems to be happening.
Well, it regardless of the reason. The fact of it is that our weather is warming up.
Yes.
And because of that, that makes warm season grasses a more viable alternative. You know, there are a lot of these hybrid Bermudas that are used primarily in sports turf applications, but a lot of them are being used more in lawn applications.
Right.
They have a much more fine bladed texture than common Bermuda grass. However,
I wouldn't want a common Bermuda.
Well, but however, even if you use those, common Bermuda is still going to come in there, so you're going to be fighting.
I've played around with a little bit this fall in my little piece of fescue. I've just got about 3,000 square feet that just don't quite get enough light to do Bermuda. But when I overseeded it this year, I sprayed it with a growth retardant before I did, so I wouldn't have to mow while I was getting my grow in.
I got you.
I do. I spray my Bermuda every year a couple times, and here again, the products are labeled for on cool season turf. Just never have done it, but the Bermuda always gets such a root system and just so thick growing when you'd use your growth retardant. Why hadn't we gone to putting this on cool season?
Well, it makes sense to me.
Seeing if it won't get our root system a little bit better to where we can get through in the warm times
now,
of
Drew,
year.
Now, Drew's house over, and he used to live in the 37167. He's immigrated to that Murfreesboro place now.
Yeah.
But your lawn in Smyrna was like walking on a mattress. It was so glorious.
Just fantastic condition for Bermuda grass.
Well, then you had the perfect spot and the perfect place for it to go.
And used a lot of organics. I mean, we get that soil in shape, and that's what it takes.
Throw us a name out there. What's the name of a growth retardant that you're talking about for turf applications?
Look at generic Primo.
Primo.
Trend Pack. If you come into Dickens, it would be Trend Pack or Groom. Are two different brands.
Is that just Groom?
Right. Yeah. Okay. It's expensive, but to buy the purchase because it doesn't come in small quantities, but the application isn't that high.
So you're going to buy enough to last you for quite a while. I mean, unless you have a huge yard.
Is it granular or is it liquid?
They do have some granulars in a product called Compass. Never have used them. Don't have a lot of experience with those, but the liquid just, man, works so good.
And the issue whenever you use a granular product that you're trying to activate, whether it's for weed control or for growth regulation, you've got to have the right moisture conditions on the foliage itself. Yeah. You've got to have moisture on the foliage but no rain for about 48 hours. So you can get it on there. It sticks to it. It dissolves. It absorbs in.
Can't be too hot. Can't be too cold.
Right.
You got so
when I spray my Bermuda, I literally go from having to cut every 4 days to probably every 10 days.
Well, that's a big difference.
And yes, and you do that once a month, you know, for 3 months and get a better turf.
Well, particularly if you have someone who's paying on a pay-by-mow basis, you actually probably can save that money by taking that little bit of action right there. Mm-hmm. Now, and what
yard boy just ran off the road. You know that, don't you? Oh my god.
How frequently do you need to apply that?
It's a monthly.
Just once a month. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you had a little larger yard, it might make sense to invest in a boom type sprayer. But otherwise,
golf courses are all over that. Yep. I mean, it just really works so well.
Drew Sullivan, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you coming in today. Make sure you go by and see the great folks at Dickens Turf and Landscape
Supply. There's a store within rock throwing distance anywhere you want.
Absolutely.
To go. All right, folks, that music means that this edition of the At Home Show is coming to a close, but we want to thank everybody for participating this morning.
Anora, no more. She's gone by, Anora.
But, we'll be back next Saturday morning. The rest of the team will. We'll be thinking about Anora next Saturday
morning. We will be.
Absolutely will. Folks, go to
Facebook. She won't be thinking about us, probably.
Probably not. Like the page. Go out to YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Go to the podcast. You can get podcast anywhere you get your podcast. It's out there. It's easy to find. For what, David Bates and Michael Stevenson, my name's Josh Carey. We'll see you here next Saturday morning for the traditional morning program, The At Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates.